Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Good Stuff. Have we got a lineup for you? Make sure you stay tuned for the next 5 minutes. You know, knowledge is infinite. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Each issue is a landmark. Each edition, a revelation. Agriculture may be their focus, but knowledge is the heart that sustains the Tri-State Livestock News legacy. A steadfast convention of their first publication to their latest issue. Continuous knowledge. Discover more online at tsln.com or receive your Tri-State Livestock News exclusively at your local distributors.
And this is your invitation to the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale, May 16th through the 19th. But it's just not those days. Derby Day on Saturday, May 4th and Sunday, May 5th. Mother's Day Horse Racing on Sunday, May 12th. The Josh Turner Concert, May 16th. And then, of course, May 17th, first day of events for the Bucking Horse Sale through the 18th and 19th. All of that in Mile City, Montana. Go to buckinghorsesale.com for the complete schedule and ticket information. Don't forget the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County, and you can find out all the things to do at visitvalentine.com. Merritt Reservoir, International Dark Skies, the first designation in Nebraska, or how about a quiet trail on the Niobrara River, the first in the Northern Hemisphere, and only the second in the world by Quiet Trails International. Find your peace and quiet and your adventure in Valentine area. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, visitvalentine.com.
Okay, got something for you today. It's called The Baptist Dog. Ever mindful of the congregation, the Baptist preacher and his wife decided to get a new dog and knew that the dog also had to be a Baptist. They visited kennel after kennel and explained their needs. Finally, they found a kennel whose owner assured them he had just the dog they wanted. The owner brought the dog to meet the pastor and his wife. "Fetch the Bible," he commanded. The dog bounded for the bookshelf, scrutinized the books, located the Bible, and brought it to the owner. "Now find Psalm 23," he commanded. The dog dropped the Bible on the floor and, showing marvelous dexterity with his paws, leafed through and, finding the correct passage, pointed to it with his paw. The pastor and his wife were very impressed and purchased the dog. That evening, a group of church members came to visit. The pastor and his wife began to show off the dog, having him locate several Bible verses. The visitors were very impressed. One man asked, "Can he do regular dog tricks too?" "I haven't tried yet," the pastor says. He pointed finger at the dog. "Heel," the pastor commanded. The dog immediately jumped on a chair, placed one paw on the pastor's forehead, and began to howl. The pastor looked at his wife in shock and said, "Good Lord, he's Pentecostal."
Oh, no.
That's a good laugh.
A non-denominational theory there, I guess.
Yeah, well, just something to make you laugh.
This is called My Creed by S.E. Kaiser. This is my creed: to do some good, to bear my ills without complaining, to press on as a brave man should, for honors that are worth the gaining, to seek no profits where I may, by winning them, bring grief to others, to do some service day by day in helping on my toiling brothers. This is my creed: to close my eyes to little faults of those around me, to strive to be, when each day dies, some better than the morning found me, to ask for no unearned applause, to cross no river until I reach it, to see the merit of the cause before I follow those who preach it, to keep my standards always high, to find my task and always do it. This is my creed. I wish that I could learn to shape my action to it. So that is S.E. Kaiser. Something for you today here on The Good Stuff.
All right. Hey, the past is history. Make the present good, and the past will take care of itself. Newt Rockne said that.
Newt Rockne, the football coach.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. Hey, Mike, you know how sometimes we say, it seems like she might be a half bubble off center?
Sure.
Well, here's some other ways, more refreshing, something new. The receiver must be off the hook. Or here's one, surfing in Nebraska. And here's another way to say, maybe you're not quite so bright. The lights are on, but nobody's home. And 24 cents short of a quarter. Just a couple of ways to say maybe you're not quite so bright.
And thanks for sharing today. If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com, and we'll take a look at it for The Good Stuff.